The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Toyoway, Northwest London, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Kisavoy, Tesvov Elul, 4th of September, Dayan Shmuel Simon Shlita, Parshas Kisavoy.
Good morning. Nice to be back in the Beit HaMedrash, Kol HaShem. Parshas Kisavoy, a very difficult parsha, as we know. Klali Sheba Mishnah Torah. In this parsha, it's the second time. First it was in Parshas Bukhukosai, and now again in Parshas Kisavoy, the Gemara says we end off the year with the Klali of Mishnah Torah. Klali are very difficult. The Sukkim tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you listen to my mitzvahs, then you'll get brochus, and Moshe Rabbeinu enumerates the brochus that Klali Yisrael gets, and if Chas V'Sholim Lim Leis Yishmu, there's a whole parsha of Klolos. Many years ago, somebody came to me and he asked me, you look at the parsha, where do you see the rachamim, the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rachamim. You look at the brochas in Parshas Kisavoy, there's very few psukim. There's only 14 psukim of brochas. If you keep the mitzvahs, I'll do this, this, and this. There's not many brochas. When it comes to the Klolos, we have to go through 54 psukim of Klolos, where the Torah describes every single Klolos in detail. Where's the rachman? Where's the mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this parasha? So difficult that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one klal after the next. And to crown it all, there's one pasuk in pasuk and pasuk samach aleph. Gal kol choli v'chol mako. Asher lo yikos abatei azeis. Yalim Hashem olech adi shambach. The pasuk ends off that even those that are not described in the Torah, there's many, many more. And he asked me what's going on. And I explained to him, I think it's right, the vort I once heard between the books of. There's a Gemara in Gittin in the fifth Perek where the Gemara describes the Churban Bayis Sheni. As the Ramban says, that the Klolos of the Chukosai are Neged Churban Bayis Rishon, and Parshas Kisavoy is Neged Churban Bayis Sheni. And the Gemara describes the Churban, the Romans, how they tortured Klal Yisrael at the time of the Churban. And the Gemara brings a story of two boys who were being tortured together. The Gemara describes it. And in the middle of the torture, one boy says to his friend, in the middle of the suffering, where's the pasuk in Parshas Kisavoy that describes this particular torture? And he answered, he couldn't, Gam kol choli v'chol makash le'kos matir azit yal Hashem alecha. But he described what's going on here. They're in the middle of suffering. Terrible torture. The Romans are torturing Klal Yisrael. And all he can worry about, the Yeshiva Bocher, is where is the Pasuk? Where is the Pasuk in the Torah that describes this? What's going on? Says the Biskov of Poshtavot, Van Emesavot. He says sorrows and tragedies and torture are extremely difficult to take. But if we know that they're coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Avirachamon, and it has a Makor in the Torah, and there's a purpose in it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it for our benefit, there's a Makor in the Torah, then a person can take it. Then it's a completely different type of Torah. It's a person can appreciate, he can understand. They were suffering terribly. And but he said, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me the Makor in the Torah. He said to his friend, where's the Makor in the Torah? If I know that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is panicking us, he's torturing us, then I know there's a cheshbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. A father has to tell off his son, and the child knows it. But it's all for his benefit. That says the Bishnurov. Hatzor shel Yehudim im tzoros rak kol shel zman shel meitzim oisam b'Torah. They're only real tzoros when we don't find them in the Torah. If they've got a source and they're coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Einem Yisroes, Ela B'Shas HaTzor G'dayla B'Yetzer, says B'Shgob, even the time of the greatest pain, Kasher Yehudi Yedea Shuksur B'Torah Hu B'Simcha. If you realize it's in the Torah, Yashach, Zechein Levochim, Nagdom of one of his swarm of Avi Ezri, he explains the Psukim later on in Perek Lamed Aleph in Pashas Vayelech, Pasuk Tez Zayin and Yud Zayin, where the Pasuk talks about Hincho Sheikhim and Bekomo Om Azeb Zolach Eleke Necha Haaretz, Elei Necha Haaretz. Like the Spoke does Moshe Rabbeinu in the future generations, Klal Yisrael will follow Elei Necha Haaretz. Vazavani, the Chora Api Boy, like the Spoke says, my anger will burn. Vazavti Mistati Ponayim Behem Bohem, Umitsa'uhu Rois Rabbis Vitzoris. And Klal Yisrael will find Rois Rabbis Vitzoris. Bad things, worries, rubbish, many bad things, with sorrows. Says Ramban over there, as far as I remember, this is the beginning of Tshuva. Tanya's will come back to themselves and say, it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with us, we've sinned. Mitzauni Horo'o Yisraela. Vetchav Shachin Abi Ezri, the beginning of the Pasuk says, Mitzauhu Ro'ois Rabois Mitzauis. Tiny soul would serve Abu Dazar, and what would happen? There'd be Roy Shabbat Tzotzos. Two things. And the end of the Pasuk, the beginning of Tshuva, it says, Alkin Lekabikibid Mitzuni Roy Soile. And he says, the beginning there was a Hest upon him. Tiny soul had forgotten about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And terrible things will happen. Those are the Roy Shabbats. Many terrible things. But it'll be Tzoris as well. Tzoris as Abshach is lost in Tzah, pressure. It'll be very difficult to take. What's going on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asti upon him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a Hest upon him. Tell yourself, forgotten by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, terrible punishments will happen, and they won't have any source for it. It'll be Roy Shrabbis with Tzoris. But as soon as they begin their way of Teshuvah, and they'll realize, Ki Eina Lekabi Kirbi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. He's only hiding himself, but it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it'll be only Roy's. It'll be actually things which appear bad, but it won't be Tzoris. Tzoris is an expression of pressure where a person cannot understand it as a difficulty. The voice is the actual happening. One day we'll understand they're really their tovers. And they voice at this moment, that's okay. But the tzoris is the inability to appreciate, and that's the difficulty. The tzoris is the pressure. And if a person doesn't realize the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's tzoris. But as soon as a person like those two boys in his mind gets and realize they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's not tzoris. It's only voice. Just to bring out the Nekudah. We say every day in Tachnum, which is in fact a partial end of small base. By Yemed David El God, Tzali Mo'od, Niplo No B'Yad Hashem, Ki Rabbi Machamo B'Yad Odom Alepeilo. The story at the end of small base was when David HaMelech committed a terrible avir of counting Klal Yisrael. By Yachli B'Yisachi, Sofa Hetzoma, Yemed David El Hashem, Chotosi Mo'od Asher Sisi. David HaMelech realized he did a terrible chet, he counted Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told God Hanovi, Holoich v'dibar to David, go and tell David HaMelech, Koyo Ma'ashem, Solis Anechi Nekle Lecho, you deserve a punishment, there's one of three punishments I'm going to give you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to God, tell him he can choose which of the three punishments he wants. V'yobi Godol Dov v'yagile v'yimeloi, HaSobe l'choshev ha'shon imro v'atzecho, would you like a punishment of 7 years of famine in your country, in your land? Or 3 months where you flee from your enemy and they're chasing you? Or 3 days of a pestilence, of an epidemic? Tell me what I should return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever you choose you want. And which one did he choose? It's Mavu in the Psukim that he chose the 3 days of Deber, 3 days of pestilence. In fact, only lasted for 1 day. By Yomos Minon in Donbar Be'er Sheva, 70,000 people died. Of the three options, David HaMelech chose 3 days of pestilence. Which one was the worst one? Says Rashi. By Yom HaDavid God, Tzali Mo'id, I'm exceedingly depressed. Rashi says, why? Because I've chosen Haktano Shevam, I've chosen the shortest ones, Devil 3 days, of a Kosha Mo'id. But a Devil of 3 days was worse than 7 years of famine or 3 months of being chased by the enemy. But I chose the difficult one. Why did I choose the difficult one? Why did I not choose the difficult one? If it's the most difficult one, 3 days of Devil, 70,000 people got killed, then you should have chosen another one. Says the Pasuk. Niplono v'yad Hashem ki rabim lachamov v'yad odom alepoino. So it's just incredible. Hadeve is Yad Hashem. V'loya cherev, not the souls being chased by the enemy, the horrors and not famine. Shagam hu mosu la'ashirim oitshepeirut. Because a famine can come because the wealthy people are storing the food, they don't release it, and that's where famine comes. David HaMelech thought through the three punishments. If it's going to be famine, Klal Yisrael will not see the Yad Hashem. They'll say it's because the wealthy people locked up the storehouse, they didn't release the food. If it's going to be chased by the enemy, they'll say it's not Yad Hashem, it's because the enemy are chasing us. They won't be mocking the Yad Hashem. Ever, a pestilence is clearly from Yad Hashem. There's no human intervention in Deber. said David HaMelech, it's the most difficult one. Dever is the most difficult one. 3 days of Dever is the most difficult one. But it's Kedai, Niplo Novi Yad Hashem Ki Yad HaPigid. If Klal Yisrael see clearly comes Yad Hashem, it may look as the harshest one. But if a person is able to be makif from Yad Hashem, then a person can take him much better. David HaMelech wished for Klal Yisrael that they should take this one. At the end of the day, they'll be better off because they'll realize it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unlike the other two. The other two are much more difficult to perceive they come from Yad Hashem, and therefore David HaMelech asked. We see this over and over again in Parshas Lech Lecha with Yishmael Hogo. Sora told Avraham Avinu to take Hogo, and Hogo became pregnant. And the pasuk says about Tarnel, Sora v'tivach mitamel, and Sora became small in Hogo's eyes, and so afflicted Hogo, and she ran away. And she ran into the desert. Vayomer lo Malach Hashem, and the Malach Hashem said to her, Shuvi al gevurteich. Return to sorrow. This ani tachas yodel. You were afflicted before under sorrow. Carry on. Continue. Go back to sorrow and carry on being afflicted. Shuvi al gevurteich. What will happen? The eleventh thing, you're pregnant, you're going to have a son. The kolosh mo Yishmoel, ki shoma Hashem el omyech. And when you had this baby boy calling Yishmoel, why Yishmoel? Yishmakel. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has heard your cry. And what type of child will it be? Well, who ye a pere odom? He'll be a pere odom. I didn't understand the psukim. What's going on here? What, in what way has HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the cries? She fled from under Sorah because Sorah was being ma'ana her. The Malach tells him the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go back, shuvi el gevurteich nisani tachzeh, and carry on suffering. So before she was suffering, and now she's suffering. And you have a baby boy, I've got gevaltig news for you. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu has heard your cry, and he's going to be a pere odom, and calling Yishmael. What way has HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the cry? And the answer is that before she met the Malach, Hogar thought it was Sarah who was making her suffer. It wasn't coming. There's no chitim, there's no cheshbon. It was a terrible affliction. It was raw, as Avshach says, it was rois with sorrow. She couldn't take it. But after she met the Malach Hashem, and she knows it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's been panicking her. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who told her to go back and suffer. Now she could go back comfortably. She knew that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She did shuva later on. It was Chozov Yulei Beis Aviyo. But Hogar at that time was Maki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she realized that all the suffering from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She learned an incredible lesson. She saw Mahashem Kol Onyech, and she could go back realizing that all the suffering HaKadosh Baruch Hu was listening to her. It was a completely different type of suffering. Once she was Maki that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she was able to take it. And I think that's the Yisrael, the Pashas Kisov of the Klolis. Why the Torah is so marich in the Klolis, yet in the Brochus, it's so few, because the Brochus, we don't need to know where they come from. If a person is blessed with Brochus, he's happy. Klolis is a gewaltige chesed makadish boch, that a person has to go through life realizing that any chas v'sholem, any suffering he's getting, is coming via the Kodesh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's every word is described, every detail is described. And if he ever comes to Churban Bayis Sheni, where two boys are suffering and they're being tortured, and they can't find the source, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Rei Rachamo, writes the Pasuk, Kam Gam Kochol Li V'Chol HaShem Leikos HaBatei Azei. There's a gewaltige chesed in being marich in the Klolis, that a person can know whenever a person suffers, you have to realize that it comes from Avinu over Rachamon, who's only got cheshbon, only for the benefit of a child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over Rachamon, and a person can look in the Torah and see that there's a source for it, and it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a gewaltige chesed of the Klolis in Parshas Ki Tzavo. And on the pasuk Gam Kol Choli V'Chol Makash Leikos Batei Azos, the pasuk says Yalim Hashem Olecha Adik Shomdoch. Yalim, what's this word Yalim? Very difficult word to translate. Yalim, you could translate as hidden. The simple translation Yalim is hidden, but Rashi says that's not pshat. Yalim Hashem Olecha. Rashi takes it out from Yalim Eino Loshen Halomo Elo Loshen Aliyo. A person will become much better. Yalim Hashem Olecha, through the sufferings, realizing that everything has a Makor in the Torah, everything's coming right well, a person will take it positively, realize it's a purpose and improve himself. Many years later, I found a Tshuva Shadvaz, a Gevaltig of a Tshuva Shadvaz, who they asked him, Interesting question. They compared the Techochis of Pashas B'chukosai to the Techochis of Pashas B'shavon. And in Pashas B'chukosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us Nechama. Besides the Klolis, there's a Gevaltin in Nechama there. Ba'af gam zois b'yeson b'etzeivem li ma'asvim le ge'altim l'chalitzim l'ato b'tzitom. In Pashas Kisovoi, there's no psukim of Nechama in the Klolo. So they ask the Radvaz, why is it that in Pashas Kisovoi, where in B'chukosai there's Nechama? Why in Kisovoi there's no Nechama? Says that was an interesting answer. And the Chorei Tzad was explaining. He says, Ki ein tzorich nechoma b'pashas kisovoi. It's unnecessary. There was no necessity for bringing a psukim of nechoma of comfort in pashas kisovoi. Lefiv she nechmosom b'tzidom. Because in the whole pashas is in nechoma. Why? She ein posuk u'posuk shle hiska boi shem havoya. There isn't one posuk, 26 times in pashas kisovoi, it mentions the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time, 26 times it mentions the name of Yudkei Vovkei. Unlike in Pashas B'chukosai, there's no one to mention, it just says what's going to happen. In Pashas
Kol Halashon.
This is going to happen, that's going to happen, you need a Nechoma. But in Pashas Kisovoi, it says that there's no necessity, Nechoma B'tzidah, the Nechoma there. It says who's bringing it? Yudkei Vovkei Midasurach V'Makadosh Baruch Hu is bringing those dollars. That is unnecessary. And then somebody pointed out, if you count the numbers of times that Yudkei Vovkei is mentioned in Pashas Kisovoi, it's 26 times. Yudkei Vovkei is Gematria Chovov, as we know. And it's 26 times, which is literally Rachamim B'Tzorich Rachamim. That's the Yesod of the Klolit of Pashas Kisovoi, that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's clear it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person who takes him and he realizes and he does tshuva, realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do tshuva, there's nothing to talk about. There's an interesting Gemara, which I think it's based on this. The Gemara in Bava Basra that Peches on the base. The Gemara differentiates between the Klolit of the Chukosai and the Klolit of Kisovoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we must remember, in the Chukosai, who's talking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's talking. That's Teres Kerenim. In Mishnah Torah, it's Moshe Rabbeinu repeating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, as the Radvaz says in Kisovoi, it's got the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Mishnah Torah. So you see clearly, that's what the Radvaz says. In the Chukosai, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara Babasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'rech es Yisrael b'chof beis oisiyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave brachas in the klolos of Teres Kerenim with 22 oisiyos, the kinnolon b'shmeina, and the klolos were only with 8 letters. The Yilu Moshe Rabbeinu, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, says Mabatsa, he only bred Bethan with 8 oisiyos, and he was Mekalim with 22. What's going on? So the Gemara explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Klal Yisrael in B'chu Kosai with 22, because it begins with an aleph and ends with a tof. In B'chu Kosai Telechu, begins with Aleph, till Kaima Mius, ends with the Tov. So it's Aleph to Tov. So the Bochus were 22 atheists. And he was Mekal of them only with 8. Why? Because it starts Ve'im B'chu Kaisai Timos, which starts with the Vav, and it ends with an end of Mem. There's Chu Kaisai Goal on Nafshom. So it begins with the Vav, ends with the Mem. There's only 8 letters. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was blessed time, so with 22 letters, from Aleph to Tov. And he was only Mekal them with 8 letters. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu was a Hebrech. But at Moshe Rabbeinu, the Klolis of Mishnah Torah, he only gave him brachas with 8 letters. It begins V'hoyoyim Shomai, begins with a Vav, till the Avdom ends with a Mem, from Vav to Mem. And the Klolis goes through the 22 letters. It starts V'hoyoyim Leisishma, starts with the Vav, and goes right round till the Hay of the whole circle, V'ein Koine. What's going on with this Gemara? But I think this Gemara is the Makor of the Radval. That when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu repeating the klolos in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there you see clearly it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a chesed. You see clearly the Nechama, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yad in it. And never it's a bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu mentions every single klolos. Because there we see clearly it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The brachas you don't need to be married. Whereas in B'chu Kosai, it's the other way around. We don't see clearly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the klolos are much shorter. I think that's the chiluk between the klolos of Mishnah Torah and klolos of Teres Kerenim. There is the Gemara in the end of Megillah. The Mishnah says in Megillah that Lamed Aleph on the Aleph, the klolos ain mafsikin. When we read the Kriyas HaTorah of klolos, we don't stop in the middle. As we know, the Mishnah says you have 7 aliyahs on Shabbos. And you break up the seder into seven breaks. Everybody makes a bracha. By klonus, the Mishnah says you don't break up. You read from the beginning of the klonus till the end. Why is that? The Gemara gives two reasons. Lamadala from the base, mina and the mila. So first the Gemara says, Omer b'chir de Omer kro, Shlomo Melech says, Musa Hashem b'ni al timas. Some of you interrupt klonus, he demonstrates that it's difficult for him. A person mustn't be moyus when a kodesh bohu gives musa. So you shouldn't break it up, because by breaking up and doing another aliyah, it shows that person can't take it, and he finds it very difficult. No, we must go from beginning to end. That's one reason. The other reason is Shlokis says, l'fisha'enem in brocha la peronus. We don't want to make a brocha a la peronus. We make on bracha, we don't make on peronus. Clonics are peronus, we don't call up in the middle somebody to make a bracha on peronus. Says the Gemara, what about beginning and the end? Says no, we start a few psukim before clonus, we count a few psukim up. Two reasons, very good. So far so good. Two reasons. Says Abaya. Abaya qualifies the Mishnah. And he says, you know, when the Mishnah says you don't break up klolos, you have to read from the beginning to the end, that's only the klolos of Toyos Koinim, or Pashas Mokhokoifzai, or Ma'abaya. Loi shomer lebeklolos of Toyos Koinim. When is this halacha that you don't break up the klolos and the klolos of Toyos Koinim? Abu klolos of the Mishnah Toyos Koinim. But the klolos of Pashas Kisovoi, you can stop in the middle. You can give an aliyah, stop in the middle, give another aliyah. The Mishnah's mashmet, all cases, says Abaye not. What's the difference? Says Abaye, very difficult Gemara to understand. What's in the Mishnah Torah and Torah's training? Says the Gemara, says Abaye, my timer, halonu beloshen rabim, in Buchukoisai, which says beloshen rabim, whereas Kisov is beloshen yachin talking to individuals. So the Choyat Shat is that the klolis of Kisov are not as bad as Buchukoisai. Buchukoisai is talking to Gans Kalichol. That's a terrible peronus. That's when the Mishnah says, Eimah stick in the tonic. Although the Mishnah Teo, it says, Beloshen Yachid, it's going to be good. The peronus is not so bad, and therefore, there's no problem of Musa Hashem b'ni al-Timas or Einem Tochlekenus. But then there's another reason. Besides Buchukoisai being Beloshen Rabim, Moshe mipi ha-gevura on them. Moshe and Rabbein in Teo's training was repeating, was saying, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. The halalu and in Mishnah Torah, Beloshen Yochid Amos, or Moshe mipi atzmei amon. The difference is that the Chukoyse is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. You mustn't break up. Here it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking, Mishnah Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's saying over from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Exactly how will Mishnah Torah is a shayla, but it's Moshe mipi agvua amon. And in Meila, you're allowed to break up. This reason. Why is it? At the end of the day, the Pasuk says, Mamalech says, Musa Hashem b'ni al-Timas. Ein noimim brocha la peronus. We don't make a brocha on peronus. Musa b'ni, what's an afkemina, whether it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, or Moshe mipi agvua? Why is it Abaye feels that the klolos of Mishnah Torah you're allowed to break up? Rashi al-Torah, this we've said, brings this Gemara. And I think that the advance it's moving heitev. The yesod achiluk between whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks or Moshe mipi agvura or moi is as the advance says, when Moshe mipi agvura, he's saying it's Hashem doing it. He mentions HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name 26 times. 26 times he mentions HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Moshe mipi agvura. In Bukhukos it doesn't mention because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself speaking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this will happen, this will happen, this will happen. A person has a limited, he's limited, he cannot see the Lachama. Like the Radva says, it's a much bigger problem to call his Shabbatarian screen him because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. It doesn't say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, maybe there's no Nechama there, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give the Nechama at the end, like the Radva says. Or when it's Moshe mipi agvura, he's saying over what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do. And he says, Hashem will do this. Rashi says, Amen, in the Megillah. Abu b'mishnatik said, Yachva Hashem, Yad Beik Hashem. Rashi says it clearly. That Moshe mipi agvura only means he's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's written clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Puronos is much less. As Rav Shach says, it's not a roitz for tzoritz, it's only roitz. So it says, Abaye, although the Mishnah says you're not mastic, because Musa Hashem b'ni al-Timas, and Eim Avrochim ala Puronus, real Puronus is the promise of the Teres Koinim, where we don't see clearly the Yad Hashem. It doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can, says in Telchim Mikeri, a person doesn't see Kli HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It needs Pesukim of Nechama. Masha'en came in Mishnah Torah, where it's Moshe Mipiach Moed, and as Rashi says, you're this, it's Hashem this, Hashem that. 26 times, Rachim Mesech Rachamim, that takes away the Puranus. Mechari, that's Pesach. La Halacha, very quickly. La Halacha, we pass in Akabaya. Now, look, we pass like a bayah, the pashas kisova, me ike adin, one can be mastic in the clothes. Because Moshe mipiach bromi. It's not shaykh musash and bini al timat, it's not shaykh ene mibroch ala puronus. In the sech to sofrim and Yerushalmi, it says another reason why you're not mastic in the clothes. Why the Mishnah says in that flam, that's why you're not mastic in the clothes. Nothing to do with musash and bini al timat, nothing to do with the ene mibroch ala puronus. In the sech to sofrim and Yerushalmi says, because when Omid Likris Betoyo, Peseach Bedovotoyv, Lechoysen Bedovotoyv. Whenever you do a Kris HaToyv, you should start with a Dovotoyv in the end, and that's what we know the halacha, a person always starts with a Dovotoyv. It all depends on Dovotoyv. We look for something positive, something good. Is Lechoyt, Lechoyim ask, if Yosheber and others, if it's, according to Yerushalmi, that you're going to start with the Dovah Toiv, then there's no Mokum Lechalik between the Klolos of Teres Kodim and the Klolos of Mishnah Torah. It may be the Klolos of Mishnah Torah are not the terrible Puranos, but they're not a Dovah Toiv. Is Lechaya, according to Yerushalmi, you're not Masik Me'ikadim, not in the Klolos of Teres Kodim and not even the Klolos of Mishnah Torah. Yerushalmi argues with Abaya, and if you look at Yerushalmi, you'll never find Abaya's Kodim from Yerushalmi. Because according to Yerushalmi, the Maschil and the Dovah Toiv and the Femme Dovah Toiv, then who are the cholos of Mishnah Torah is also not a Dovah Torah. It may be that you see Tiyad Hashem, but it's not a Dovah Torah. And then of course you show me, you're not master, the pastors you show me, not in Torah's Kodim Ekadim, and not in Mishnah Torah. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam passes out you show me. The Rambam in Pekah Gimel Halacha Hei passes the Torah. Kol Oile Likris Batorah Pekseach Medovah Torah Mitzrayim Medovah Torah. It's master that you show me. Yet the Rambam still passes like a buyer. Now, when aren't you mafsik in the klolos of Teres Koinim? Of the klolos of Mishnah Torah, you're mafsik. So, Bishlem, if it's mitam puronos, it's not just a puronos. Or if you're looking for a dovah toiv, how can you say that the klolos of Mishnah Torah is a dovah toiv? It may not be the most terrible puronos, but still, a father tells off a son is still not a dovah toiv. The child is doing something bad. The child may realize it comes from his father. It may not be a tzara, but it's still a law. How can the Rambam pass at the same time that Klolos Shabbat Torah can't be allowed to be Mafsik? And the same sphere in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah brings the Halacha of Yerushalmi, Pesach B'Dovah Toiv, Mitzrayim B'Dovah Toiv. And in Hilchos Hashchedes, Tov Chatches, the Mechal B'Pas, the Zakabaya, that in the Klolos Shabbat Torah can't you can be Mafsik, Meikadim. And if you look at the Ramah in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, when he says you're Pesach B'Dovah Toiv, and then he says, Va'ayla Halon Sim and Tov Chatches. You're most telling us that you know why in Torah Skoinim you're not mafsik, but you have to start with the Dovah Toiv and finish the Dovah Toiv. The Pelev, other than why not in Mishnah Torah as well? I think a chid yesod is, it goes a stage further. That if a person truly understands, we may not be on this madriga. And it could be that's why the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch bring that the minig nowadays is even Parshas Ki Tzavoy we're not mafsik. But Me'ikadin, if a person really takes the yesod of Ki Tzavoy, that it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It may be Royce, but it's not Soros. Because the person who realizes it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a purpose, a person has to mend his ways. But a person, if he comes to the Rai Madrega, he can fully appreciate difficult for us. And there's very few times in history that a person can realize that all the suffering is in fact a double truth. But the truth is, if a child who really appreciates why his father's telling him off, he can hold this a double truth. On the night of Pesach, we have a Mitzvah Achilas Matzah and a Mitzvah Achilas Morer. We say Baruch Atah Hashem Kenya Achilas Matzah, and then we say Al Achilas Morer. Why are we making a broch Al Achilas Morer? But the answer is on the night of Pesach, when a person sees the whole picture, many years later, he can look back and he can see that the Morer, the time of Mitzrayim was terrible. They knew it was Machon Yisboku, but it was difficult. It may not have been Soros, but it was Royce. But a person, there are times in life when a person can sing Shio and realize that everything that appeared bad is in fact good. A person can stand up after making a Achilas Matzah, he can make an Achilas Morer. The Gemara says, going over time. Very quickly, let's go to the Pasuk in Parshas Vayelech, the Vayim page, Namadala Pasuk Yotes, where in Parshas Vayelech, Sukkim quoted later, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, write the Shio, V'atokitsu lochem es HaShio HaZois. And the pasuk says, write down these techochas, hazinu, whatever it is, that when it comes to a point, and you'll be able to sing shiur. What is shiur? Shiur is a time when a person ultimately realizes it comes from his father, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all for the good. The shiur is when everything comes together, and the person realizes that all the words are really tovus. So not only is it not sois, it might be words, but sometimes the person is zofa to see it's tovus as well. That's why Me'ike Adin, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch hold that Klolis of Parshas Kisavoy, a person can be mafsik. Because there's no problem with maschab and Dovotev. If a person would really appreciate that everything that happens in this world, sometimes we have to wait off the lobby to understand it. But if a person they would realize that it's really a Dovotev. Interesting, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch say that the minhag is not to be mafsik in Kisavoy. Very interesting. Very rarely does the Rambam bring a minhag, which is an international minhag. That not only in Bukhukais are we not mafsik, in Kisavah as well we're not mafsik. Because unfortunately we're not zeicher to the Klekai. When Mr. Shem and Mashiach comes, we'll be zeicher to understand everything and we'll be able to say, Bo Chatov HaMeitiv instead of Dayan HaEmes. Now we're living at a time when we still don't see everything clearly. It's still Dayan HaEmes, so but it's not so, but it's still unfortunately we're living in a time when we don't see things clearly, might be wrong. So nowadays, it's not Dovah Tov, it's not Masum Dovah Tov, but Me'ikir Adin, in Mr. Shem we should be zeicher to understand, to be able to be said, they say, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv for everything. Whether it's good or bad, a small Tov and a small role, after the Lover, we're going to say, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. And be Zoicha, and then make a deal with all the Nechomets, the Pashas Kisav, the person will be allowed to be Masi.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.